Then James looked at George, and James got up from the bench. He tiptoed very quietly out of the room through the back door. George looked at your young grandfather, and George tiptoed quietly after James. And your grandfather looked fearfully at his father, your great-grandfather. But, on tiptoe, he quietly followed George and left their father sleeping and snoring. They took their new sled and went quietly up to the top of the hill. They meant to slide down just once, then they would put the sled away. Afterwards, they would go back to their bench and to the Christian textbook before their father woke up.